Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. If you smelled smoke here in the city yesterday, yes, indeed, there was a big fire. About 150 firefighters battled a massive blaze, raging through at least six commercial buildings here in San Francisco. This fire sent a thick black plume of smoke up to the sky and embers to nearby the Central Freeway. The California Highway Patrol said one southbound lane of Highway 101 was closed because of the blaze in the South of Market neighborhood. One firefighter was treated for minor injuries. People in neighboring buildings had to evacuate, and power was knocked down because of the blaze, trapping several people in elevators and nearby buildings. Congress passed perhaps one of the largest conservation bills since World War II last week. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports it could prop up California's national parks.
The Great American Outdoors Act does two major things. It funds a program that could expand natural areas, preserve habitat, and help cities buy land for parks. Secondly, it would provide billions of dollars to help address maintenance needed for parks like Yosemite, says Marcia Argus with the Pew Charitable Trust.
Many park facilities and resources are aging and deteriorating. Yosemite alone has repair needs of over $600 million.
Places like Lake Tahoe could also get upgrades for more public access to the lake and trails, said South Lake Tahoe City Councilman Devin Middlebrook.
We want to make sure that no matter who you are, you can come to Tahoe and experience the same thing that everyone else does.
If the bill is signed by the president, groups will have 90 days to give their proposals to Congress, and the funds could start moving in October. Middlebrook says leaders in Tahoe are putting together their asks now. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
A native tribe to California has reclaimed a small part of ancestral lands on the coast near Big Sur that were lost to Spanish colonial settlement nearly 250 years ago. The Mercury News reports that the Esalen tribe of Monterey County closed escrow on 1,199 acres about 5 miles inland from the ocean that was part of a $4.5 million deal involving the state and the Western Rivers Conservancy. It marks the first restoration of any lands to the tribe, which lost 90% of its approximately 1,000 members to disease and other causes by the early 1800s. The land encompasses old-growth redwoods, oak woodlands, meadows, and endangered steelhead trout. Distance learning in California has exacerbated the so-called digital divide, leaving kids without access to reliable internet and devices at a severe disadvantage. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
The latest state budget allocated over $5 billion to schools for spending on pandemic-related needs. Tracy Unified School District in San Joaquin County received about $10 million.
And we spend it all 100% on devices.
Brian Stevens is the district superintendent. He says Tracy Unified bought 14,000 internet hotspots and laptops for students in need. Some parts of the district have minimal broadband availability, a problem up and down the state, from Modoc County to the inland Mexican border. Governor Gavin Newsom is mandating that all students have access to devices and adequate internet connection. As some spend all of their pandemic-related funds on technology, others are turning to Silicon Valley companies for donations. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Californians can expect some personal questions when getting a coronavirus test. Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Ghali says testing facilities and doctors will be required to report the sexual orientation, gender identity, race, and ethnicity of patients. In fact, the requirement now applies to all transmittable diseases.
Improving our data is like getting a new pair of glasses that helps us see more clearly, or using binoculars that help us see a little further out.
San Francisco Democratic Senator Scott Wiener has been pushing for the state to get this information. He says when it comes to the healthcare system, the LGBTQ community has suffered a long history of government neglect. Dr. Ghali adds that certain groups of people, including Latinos, face a disproportionate risk from COVID-19. Governor Gavin Newsom, for the first time, is using his new powers to withhold money from two cities in California's Central Valley that are defying state health orders by allowing all businesses to open. The state is withholding nearly $65,000 from the town of Atwater in Merced County and more than $35,000 from Coalinga in Fresno County, part of the $2.5 billion that cities and counties risk losing if they don't follow the governor's line on coronavirus safety guards. Atwater's mayor says the governor is abandoning the small city even as he devotes more resources and federal money to combat the virus surge in the Central Valley.